State health officials say a dead bird in Eau Claire County and a horse in Chippewa County have tested positive for the virus. DHFS spokeswoman Stephanie Marquis says it's an important indicator that the threat is still out there.
It really identifies for us that the virus is present in Wisconsin, and we can really urge people to take precautions to help protect themselves against mosquito bites, just to help protect people from getting sick.
Marquis says tracking West Nile's presence helps them target the 20% of the population that's at risk.
Make sure that they're getting rid of the standing water where they like to breed, that they're using repellent, they're wearing the correct clothing, all the precautions they can take.
Even though heavy flooding has caused a quick boost to the mosquito population this summer, Marquis says the risk for the virus is no worse than usual.
The majority of mosquitoes that we see in Wisconsin every year, and it's true even as the floodwaters recede, are really the nuisance mosquitoes, and most of the mosquitoes don't actually carry West Nile virus, and even those that do, about 80% of people who would get bit won't show any symptoms.
The state recorded 12 human cases of West Nile virus in 2007. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.